Go ahead, Bertel.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dawn.
Well, you want to
hear?
Just,
okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Harrison and Ted Weisgold and Rob Robinson, Mary Berg, Bert Reimers, Rob Robinson, Harrison, and Dawn White. I'm missing one person, one name here.
Terry Goodman.
Okay. That's right. Terry Goodman, that's 7. Okay, we have a quorum. I'm calling this meeting to order. Okay. I'd like to propose that the agenda be a whole discussion about management control, how the budgets are decided at this station, and then a potential RFP put out for an accounting firm that would take less money but would be more thorough in investigating thoroughly and putting up a lot of time and collecting the least amount of money to really audit us.
A point of information.
Yes.
Don White here. Inasmuch as this is the PNB Audit Committee, the proposal, as I understand it, has to do with establishing auditing procedures at each of the 5 signal area stations, independently of the auditing firm that is now retained by the management in Berkeley. But is the proposal that we look at how auditing, intensive and rather complete auditing, would occur in the 5 stations as opposed to the auditing that is now done network-wide?
I think that should be, I think this should be a general agenda item, and then once we get to that, we can discuss the merits of different way of looking at it.
I'm confused. What is the general single agenda item you're proposing?
One of them is management control in general. What management controls have happened over the years, and do we have any? There was this document by Lonnie Hayes that I forwarded to you and everything else, and I believe that, since 2004, there has not really been any attempt at putting some serious management control to really understand expenses due to from and so forth. And then you have the budget. You know, there's no procedures on how the budget is determined or how the budget is come up for budget at all anywhere at the station or nationally, and how money is allocated for anything. And then this is the idea of how the auditing is going to, regulate that or help with that. And then part of that is, should we put out an RFP for a company that's willing to put more work and then collect less money? Do I hear a second on the approval of this agenda?
Yep.
Because I have to go in 2 minutes.
I guess, Mary Berg here, I'm a little confused about management control of the agenda. I don't understand. I mean, management essentially puts the agenda together. Now the LSB looks at it as well and approves it, but I don't understand what this means, management control. I mean, who else?
Okay, I have to pass
together.
Okay, I have to pass this to Terry Goodman now. Okay, Terry.
Okay.
So Terry, I guess you have inherited my upside down agenda, and I'd like Rob Robinson to speak to this item of management control.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. If there's no objection, I'll assume chair pro tem position.
Yeah. Fine.
And recognize Rob Robinson to explain the agenda before we approve it.
Well, I'm not explaining the agenda. I just had a discussion with Bertold about a couple of issues, and I'm happy to explain some of my concerns in that regard.
I'd like you to be brief enough so that we can approve the agenda, and then we'll go recognize you again once the agenda is approved.
Yeah, it's my understanding is that one of the responsibilities of the audit committee is to review policies and procedures that impact the finances and operations of the organization, and also to work on developing RFPs for the annual audits that are done, so that some of the to basically enable the audit committee and the PNB to have management audits of certain aspects of the policies and procedures dealing with the finances and the budgets, that would give the PNB a sense of where we need to make improvements. That's it.
Okay. So that's a three-item budget, as I understand it. A three-item agenda, as I understand it. One on policy and procedures for management financial control, policies and procedures in budget design, and RFPs in the selection of the Pacifica auditor or auditing firm.
Could you read the first one again, Terry, please, as you've worded it?
There's not a specific proposal yet, but the discussion would be on policies and procedures regarding management control of finances.
I still don't really understand it, but okay.
So you have them? You've got an agenda?
Policies and procedures
regarding budget design.
Okay. And then the third one is, should we...
Generally, selection of Pacifica auditor.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two questions when it's appropriate.
So the chair will entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
I would move to approve the agenda.
Is there any objection to this agenda?
Well, can we have discussion about it?
Yes, we can.
I have a question or two.
I have a point of personal privilege. This is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
I just got a phone call on my cell phone. I have to go on a mission of mercy. If I leave this call officially, will we cease to have a quorum? If
no,
Bertolt leaves soon, too?
No, we had a quorum, so we...
If we lose quorum, it changes the number of votes required to accept a proposal, but the meeting can continue.
Well, we have to have the same number.
I will try to get back with you folks in about an hour.
Thank you, Ted.
He may not be here, but we may.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm glad he didn't say in about 3 hours.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. So Ted temporarily leaves the call at 4:54 Pacific
mm-hmm.
time.
Right.
And Bertolt before that, around 4:50.
Yes. Well, I've got 4:52 and 4:55.
And I believe Don wanted to be recognized.
Yes, I wanted to ask Rob two questions. One, when we talk about management control of the budget, are we talking about the present procedures where budgets are developed in the signal areas by GMs and LSBs and then approved by LSBs and sent up to management at Berkeley for processing and so on? That's the first question. And the second question is, when you talk about auditing, are you talking about new procedures to retain auditors to focus on the 5 signal area stations? As opposed to the auditing that exists at the present time, which is really coordinated out of the Berkeley office?
Traditionally, audit committees have to do with providing oversight for the reporting processes and the controls for finances and financial operations. And the second thing that they do is that they control the process that engages the auditor and directs and works with the CFO in directing the auditor and what specifically the auditor looks at in each annual audit. Okay? So all I'm saying is that one of the things that the audit committee ought to take a look at are the issues of the financial reporting processes and the controls that are in place for finances and financial operations, and that secondly, in doing the RFP, in doing the scope of work for individual audits, whether you're working with the CFO or doing it by yourself, or in terms of writing an RFP to determine whether or not you want to open the process of engaging an auditor to more people, or if you just want to keep the same one, these are traditional roles for the audit committee, right?
Well, yeah, I think I could agree with that. Not that it's always occurred, but I think that's within the purview of this committee.
So, Don, do you have enough information to vote on the agenda?
Well, the other thing is, when he talks about management control, are you talking, Rob, about the present control, basically over budgeting, that comes out of the Berkeley National Office? And
budgeting is just one facet of the financing and the financial operations of the network. Others have to do with financial reporting.
Yeah, but that doesn't really answer my question.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe I'm not clear on what your question is.
Well, I believe you used the term. Am I mistaken? I thought you used the term budget control.
Did you say
management control?
The agenda items are policies and procedures regarding management control of finances and policies and procedures as a separate item regarding budget design.
I'm prepared to approve the agenda, and I think my confusion will be revealed by the discussion.
Okay, is there any objection to the proposed agenda? Without objection, the agenda is approved. We'll go to the first item, which generally is regarding policies and procedures regarding management control of finances. Now we can go into more detail as to what this agenda item is. Just as preliminary, I'll mention that in the very first meeting of the audit committee back in 2004, I think, we had the CFO on the line, and he explained how internal controls worked at the National Finance Office, in which such things as any expenditure that was not a regular expense over $500 required officer approval, CFO or ED, and which types of transaction would routinely be reviewed by the National Finance Office. Someone wish to be recognized on this topic, such as Rob.
I think what we've seen to some extent in the last year is that there is a financial procedure handbook that's around. I think it's been clear to members of the PNB that have been through the process of the a couple of members made requests for certain documents, and I think it was clear to us that whatever we think the controls are that are in place for managing fixed assets and supplies and materials, they're not necessarily followed at the station level. And it's clear that some of the supervisors don't have anything that requires them to follow standard procedures in taking care of the property and the materials and the assets of the foundation. And I think that requires some discussion on what are we going to do to improve it. So I think one of the things that an audit committee can do in looking at the design of an annual audit is ask the auditor to do some particular management auditing around policies and procedures, whether it has to do with whether or not the procedures are sufficient as they are promulgated by the national office and the CFO, or whether it has to do with whether or not the stations are following those practices and procedures, or whether staff need more training, or whether there aren't systems of record keeping that are put in place. There are a range of things, but I think it's been clear that we don't necessarily do a good job of accounting for things, even relatively large expenditures in the foundation, if people at a high enough level are making the decisions about how those things are being managed. So I think that's a case of policies and practices that need review. Other areas of finance and operations that I'm concerned about have to do with the way our local stations budget for things. And I'm not going to go into a large dissertation on this, but I come from a station in which positions and programs that have been budgeted for three fiscal years running have not been implemented. The spending, the positions haven't been hired. The spending hasn't been done, and yet these things continue to appear in budgets. We spend literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on things like premiums, but we spend no money on the programming that supposedly people are pledging their dollars to support. I'm concerned about that. We get lots of things from record companies. We have record libraries. We get books and stuff like that. We have no system for controlling that stuff. It doesn't appear in the budget. So there are a number of aspects of budgeting as well as the accounting system that I think require some review. And it seems to me that the audit committee is one place where some of those things can be checked in the process of doing the audit. And if I'm not making that clear, I apologize, and I'd be happy to answer questions.
Don White here.
Don is recognized.
Yeah, I actually see more clearly where Rob is on this, and I agree with him that there is a lack of adherence to policies, procedures, and it becomes as specific as a lack of adherence to line item budget items approved by LSBs. For instance, budgets theoretically have line items and there are accounts. And I think, I'm not mentioning any specific station, but I know there are many cases where money is spent just generally, but there isn't the kind of respect for line items. For instance, if a line item budget or if an item in the budget is a line on financing, I'll just pick out of thin air. Let's say a training project for new programmers and producers, or for stringers, let's say, in the newsroom to cover in the field news reports or something. Very often, there's a lot of attention given to getting that in the budget, but there isn't always a follow-through. And certainly one station-level budget item would be to see if the line items that were approved in a budget were spent for the things they were approved for. That would be something. And also, if there are line item budgets to cover other expenditures that management goes ahead and spends money on, if those are taken out of the line items that were approved for such things. For instance, and I'm not talking about my own signal area, but if there's a line item for travel, let's say, for management travel, then theoretically when that line item is exhausted, there would have to be a return to get more money approved for travel. And I'm just using that as just an example, and whether or not that kind of specific and conscientious adherence to budgets occur is a question that I've heard raised many times. So I think a more demanding regimen in policies and procedures around how things are spent and whether or not premiums are purchased at the very lowest possible price, still getting quality, whether premiums can actually be reduced in price and still get listeners to pledge, that is to say, less valuable premiums, whether they can be produced out of the archives rather than purchased from other sources. A lot of these items, I think, need to have a closer attention.
Mary Berg here.
Go ahead, Mary.
I can see some of this, but I think the amount spent on premiums is beyond the purview of this committee totally. I think individual stations vary enormously in what people... I mean, if we have decent subscription directors, and if the stations are doing well, if they're not, then the audit is of far larger issues than things like that. Of course, I'm not familiar. There may be some problems in other budgets that I'm not familiar with and haven't. I was on the audit committee last year, but abuse of line item expenditures is something I had not been familiar with anywhere. We certainly don't have such a thing. All our stuff is noted, and when we go to approve it as an LSB, it's if we have a question about it, it's explained instantly. And
Mark Hernandez?
Oh, Mark, so glad you made it. My God, all right.
Mark joins the call at 507 Pacific.
Yeah, well, I've got actually 509, but it doesn't matter, okay. My clock, I guess, is fast. Okay. I just don't think we should be getting into the amount spent on whether we could get premiums cheaper. This is certainly not our expertise nor our purview at all.
If I may...
We have no expertise to deal with it. We have absolutely no idea about that. We don't. None of us have any knowledge about it that I know of. And as a committee, it's not our job.
Yes. Actual oversight of local station budgets to make sure that money is being spent as allocated would be under the purview of the local finance committee. The National Audit Committee might have a role in establishing some kind of standards for local finance committees to apply in order to give governance oversight to management expenditures.
Point of information.
Who's speaking?
Don White.
Don is recognized.
You know, I don't understand that last comment because maybe I'm mistaken. Aren't premiums budgeted, and wouldn't an audit examine whether that budget item was adhered to?
That's very different from what you said, if I may say.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, you said if we could find them cheaper, if they could be bought cheaper. I think
Have
they been spent for what they were supposed to be, or did somebody take premium money and buy a trip for his grandmother, something like that? But as to whether to get into whether the budget is too big or too small for premiums is what I'm objecting to.
No, the issue is...
I'll ask Mary to be recognized next time.
I'm sorry.
She misunderstood what I was saying.
Terry, this is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. Again, my concern is that what our purview is not to assume responsibility for the LSBs or the finance committees, but there are policies and procedures specifically dealing with financial reporting and internal controls that govern the finances and operations of the finances of the station that are traditionally, I mean, maybe we have another mission, but that's traditionally what audit committees do. And the way that they tend to look at those things is by asking the audit to take a look at certain issues that have arisen from time to time. That does not mean that the audit committee assumes responsibility for passing judgment on individual station budgets or budgeting, but from the standpoint of the financial controls and the financial reporting and the internal controls that deal with the finances and the financial operations of the network, those traditionally are audit issues. But it doesn't mean that the audit committee is micromanaging decisions about why somebody spent this amount of money on that. It's simply taking a look at the controls and the financial reporting systems to see whether or not there is coherence throughout the process of financing and operating the finances of the foundation. So I hope, again, that's clear.
Mary Berg, point of, well, I guess it's personal privilege. I'm not sure what, but I wonder if the agenda could be read for Mark so that he knows what is being talked about.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we had a proposed agenda which was approved, policies and procedures regarding management control of finances, number two, policies and procedures regarding budget design, and number three, the selection of an auditor, of an auditing firm.
And we're on item one.
And we're on item one. We're talking about, there were questions as to what was meant by what kind of control. These were all submitted by Rob Robinson, and we've asked about some clarifications, and then we've begun to discuss that item.
And the audit committee review of policies and procedures is rather hampered by the lack of policies and procedures to review.
Yeah.
I did want to mention that when the annual audit is performed, typically the auditor chooses one local station to give a slightly closer look at and to visit that station and do a field audit there. And depending on what station is selected and what information the audit committee has regarding that specific station, the audit committee could make recommendations for particular things for the auditor to look at during that field audit. Is there someone else who wishes to be recognized on this issue, or someone who has an idea of a motion that the committee should consider? I believe there has already been a motion requesting the procedures that we need.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, Mary Berg. I think there has been, and I think that the CFO did send us some information.
Okay, I'll need to look in my inbox. If you can find the title of the email or something, that would be useful.
Yes, see, it was back a while ago, I think.
Yeah, and the date.
Let me do that. I mean, I just want to, not sure if we got what we had asked for or not. Well, we can be talking while I'm looking, because.
For the committee to do any work, a member will have to come forward with a specific resolution addressing their concerns on the agenda item. And if we can't do that this meeting, then we can table further consideration till the next meeting and give members a chance to draw up resolutions.
Mr. Chair, this is Rob. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is the what's the schedule for the audit process? I mean, isn't the auditor about to go into reviewing the books for the fiscal year that ends on September 30th, or aren't they doing that now?
I don't know the schedule. I believe that we've already passed the time when this committee could choose the auditor for the next audit.
I think that that's clear. But wouldn't it make sense for the committee to have a discussion? I mean, I would be happy to make a motion that the committee works together informally to identify the areas of reporting and internal controls that we feel need to be reviewed in an upcoming budget, and I guess we can submit that to Lonnie for the next go round. Would that be appropriate?
That would be close to appropriate. we need to be more specific than that, of course. Are you suggesting that such an informal discussion now is part of the agenda item, or
I'm saying that some kind of way between now and the next time the committee moves, we should develop a series of items, you know, one sentence long items that we want to be included in the scope of work for the next budget. And members of the committee can meet informally before the next formal meeting to discuss the pros and cons of what things should be included in that list.
And that would be for the next the audit after the current one.
As far as I know, yeah, because I think my sense is that the auditors are in the middle of auditing the records for the fiscal year that ends on September 30th right now, or they're going into it. I'm not sure, but my guess is that that's what's going on.
Yeah, I think committee members could submit their ideas onto our email list, and then we try to collate those into a resolution at the meeting that could then be passed on.
Then my motion is that the members of the committee between now and the next regularly scheduled meeting submit by email and copy all of the members the items that they feel should be included in the scope of work for the next regular audit for the Pacifica National Board.
You may have to repeat that for the secretary.
Okay.
Between now, clarification.
The next regularly scheduled meeting, and I don't know when that.
Of the audit committee. Thank you.
That the members individually submit scope of work items for inclusion in the next audit, by the Pacifica Foundation.
Should that be scope of items?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Should we specify that by next audit you mean the
audit which will, I guess, be conducted for fiscal year 2007?
Well, the fiscal year 2006 audit occurs in 2007, right?
And we're in 2006 right now, aren't we?
Yeah, but if we say fiscal year 2007 and 8, then that audit would take place in 2008, right?
Right.
No,
that's my
fiscal
point.
Year 2000 audit will occur in September of 2007.
Okay, so you're talking about the
well, let's just say in the scope of work for the audit for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2006.
I have a friendly suggestion.
Sure.
How about scope of work for future audits?
Fine.
For future audits.
Okay, we now have an actual resolution on the floor. Is there discussion of the motion?
Don White.
Don is recognized.
Rob, let me ask this question. Some time ago, I think when Donna Warren was chair of this committee, you had a document you submitted to the audit committee.
Yeah.
That had reports and reporting, financial systems,
right.
Audits and investigations, and so on. Do you remember that document?
Sure.
Is that...
We discussed it in May, but I didn't know what the committee decided.
Well, I'm just...
I had to
my
go
question,
out of town and, yeah.
Yeah. My question to you is what we're discussing now quite similar to some of the items in that document?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. And so if... I think it would help the committee... It might help the committee if you still have it in your computer to direct that to members of the committee. It deals both...
Okay, that's fine, but I did send that out like in April or May.
Right, but I'm wondering if it would be helpful for members of the committee to just review it.
Well, who doesn't have that?
I'm sorry, Mary, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
I'm asking if there's who on this committee doesn't have that.
I think Don feels that a lot of people misplaced it or didn't get to read it or something like that.
Well, is there someone at their computer who can see if it is in the files section of the Yahoo group?
I
think it is.
Unfortunately, I'm locked
section.
Out of the Yahoo group from where I'm at.
Okay.
Which document are you referring to? Because I may have it otherwhere.
It was a memo to the audit committee from Rob Robinson. I think that's something like that is in the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to take a lot of time on this, but I see there are some things in it that I think would be germane to the discussion. That's the only
reason. So it's worth committee review.
Pardon me?
So it's an advice to the committee to revisit that document. With regard to what we did, I don't think we did anything because we wanted to wait till we could discuss it further with Rob. So we tabled it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, this is something that, going on 2 years ago, Donna asked me to say what I was talking about, and I gave her a memo, and then she gave it back to me a year later. So,
yeah, that was sent to all the current members of the
right,
audit committee
right.
During the beginning of our term.
But when I did that, I was not a member of the audit committee, so I don't know what was discussed in the interim.
Right. Anyone else wish to discuss the motion on the floor?
I was Mary Berg here. That's not. I'm doing a search in the computer, and I'm not finding that thing when I search under audit in May from Rob Robinson. But that doesn't mean. It's just maybe the way I searched. I'm not finding it.
I sent it out to all current audit committee members.
Oh, you did? On the
near
list?
The beginning of the term, and I think Don may have sent it again.
I can't recall. I just think it's something that can be somewhat buried somewhere that maybe would be good to review.
So if Rob can find it...
I'm just not on my home computer right now, otherwise I'd send it off to you post-haste.
But you can promise to send it.
I can promise to do that, yes,
post-haste.
Okay.
Does anyone need the resolution reread before we dispose of it?
Yes, please.
Mary?
Okay. The motion is that between now and the next regularly scheduled audit committee meeting, the members submit the scope of items to be included in future audits.
Is that satisfactory, Rob?
Yeah, I'd just say scope of work items, if I could add that phrase.
Scope of work items. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. It's done.
Okay. As amended, is there any objection to the resolution? Then the motion passes without objection. Are there any other items under this agenda item? Then we can proceed to the next agenda item. Policies and procedures regarding budget design. Do you wish to be recognized, Rob?
Just very briefly, I would like to know whether or not these are discussions that the audit committee has had before. These are budget policy issues. These are not specific questions about why is the budget structured the way it is or why does Station X do this, that, or the other thing. My question is, has the committee taken a look at budget practices as they relate to the financial operations of the network? And is that something that you want to look into, or is that something that the body is not interested in?
I'll give a first answer. In previous looks at this issue,
mm-hmm.
I believe the committee has generally identified items that were in the scope of the Finance Committee with respect to budget. That's not to say that there could not be a way of looking at budgets that is appropriate for the Audit Committee.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't. That particular approach, the Audit Committee approach to budgets, did not come up in a way that we thought could have productive discussion. And maybe it can.
Well, then it might make sense for us to just not pursue this discussion now and focus on trying to get our minds together on scope of work for future budget for future audits. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Freudian slip.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on agenda item 2? Okay. Failing the need for anyone to recognize, we have disposed of agenda item 2, and unless it is resubmitted as an agenda item on a future meeting. With respect to agenda item 3, I believe under the California Nonprofit Integrity Act, it is specifically one of the roles of the Audit Committee to have a significant role in the choice of a foundation's auditor. And I don't believe this committee has been very diligent in the past. And so we have always pretty much by default continued with the current auditor. It would be diligent for this committee, I think, if we could have everyone volunteer to do some kind of research on a local level to see who are the auditors of public broadcasting stations in their areas and what are their rates, so that we would have some basis in which to judge our own history of expenditures. Is there someone else who wishes to be recognized on this topic?
Don White.
Should I create a stack? Are there others?
Yeah, I'd like to speak after Don. This is Rob again.
Okay, Rob, is there anyone else who wishes to speak on this topic?
Well,
chair recognizes.
Maybe.
What? Mary?
Maybe later. I'm done.
Okay, a provisional Mary is third. Don is recognized.
Well, this is basically just an inquiry that may reflect my lack of keeping up with how this committee has resolved some issues. My question is, just after we convened, following the new formation of this committee, there was a motion that kind of came over from Donna Warren that dealt with the hiring of full-time internal auditors for all five sister stations. Does anyone recall whether or not that motion that actually was before this committee was ever processed?
My recollection is the committee felt it mooted by the identification of Alvin Yip as an internal auditor at the Pacifica National Finance Office.
May I continue, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I know that was raised as a contingency issue, but your recollection is that the motion then died because it was kind of preempted by that information. Is that right?
Right. The motion more or less suggested having an internal auditor, and then we discovered we had one. So the motion, the intent of the motion would have to be reformulated if the existence of a Pacifica internal auditor did not satisfy its intent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I have some views on that, but that's as much time as I'll take up here.
Rob?
Well, I would just like to suggest that I think one of the things that would help the members of this committee focus on things that are within our purview and where we can make a difference would be to get a CPA or an auditor or a CPA person whose specialty is auditing to talk to us about how to construct, scope of work proposals for an RFP that we can bring back. I don't know whether the procedure of this committee in terms of working with the CFO on the request for proposals for the auditor has to do with we have to ask the CFO if he's going to do an RFP or we have a discussion about it or what, but I would like to suggest that we specifically talk to an auditor or a CPA about how to put some proposals together for things that we need to take a look at as an organization that deal with some of the I would call them chronic or typical problems of the organization. For example, we constantly complain about the fact that our revenues, are not keeping pace with inflation. My sense is that there is a great deal of difficulty because the local stations basically control their finances autonomously. When there is evidence that there are problems with management controls, the PNB doesn't get reports about what exactly is wrong and what needs to be done to correct it, and why are these things occurring. So we're operating kind of in the dark on some of these things. There are a number of financial practices. For example, the money that we collect during pledge drives, we don't keep any information about what this tells us about what we should be doing financially and with our membership to get more money out of them. So, for example, one of the things that happens frequently in pledge drives is that people don't fulfill their pledges. Many of our local stations don't have programs to go back and capture the money. Additionally, many of our stations lose members. They don't renew from year to year. We don't necessarily know how many it is, but if we did, we'd probably know some more things. But many of our stations don't have programs to get non-renewing members to come back in. So there are things like that where we don't seem to have practices in place to work with our membership to make sure that we're maximizing our revenue. Again, one of the concerns that I have is we know that aside from increasing the amount of revenue that we get from our current, you know, revenue programs, which is primarily the pledge revenues, we've talked for years about identifying other sources of revenue, but we haven't developed any proposals to do that. And I think that's a key issue relating to our financial practices. And I think that one of the things we should try to find is somebody who is familiar with auditing for nonprofit organizations or even communications organizations who can talk to this body specifically about what are some very concrete proposals we can make to put in an RFP to get some other people to come in and say, we'd like to be your auditor. Because my sense is, and it's always been as a member of the Pacifica board, that the auditors come in and they say everything is okay. They answer questions in extremely vague generalities. They're very guarded. And yet, year after year after year, we're aware that there are certain financial problems in the way we do business as an organization. And I'm not saying that we're covering up criminality. I'm not saying that anybody is blatantly trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the PNB. But I don't think that we get down in our audits to the real nitty gritty that would help us understand how to do management audits at the station level that would help us develop some better procedures and practices relating to the financing of the foundation and the financial operation. So that's what I would like to propose, is that we can get a CPA that's not affiliated with us to come in and talk to us about concrete proposals we could make for including in an RFP for an auditor.
Okay. I'll put myself on the stack. Does Mary wish to speak first?
No, go ahead. I think I have a question, but go ahead.
Yeah. My understanding of what the audit committee is and what the auditor does would put those types of things beyond our scope. It sounds like most of what the member has mentioned is the job of business managers. As I understand what our annual audit is for and must do, it's required for nonprofits of a certain size. And the purpose of the audit is to confirm, under generally accepted accounting practices, that the financial state of the foundation is as represented in its financial reports. So it's a functional audit to satisfy legal requirements and IRS requirements, and is not intended or designed to tell us how to improve operations.
Mm-hmm. Management and operations.
Right. And
Mary Berg here. I think that's touching on my question. I agree. I think that's not my understanding of what an audit committee does. What Terry said, not designed to see how we can improve. What the management is doing.
Yeah, we have a responsibility to make sure that that things are kosher.
Yeah.
And it's more along finance committee and local business managers and station managers, all of them, to make sure that things in the business sense get better.
Mary Berg here. In other words, this is, I guess, my understanding, I guess this is by way of a point of information, is that, yeah, the audit committee is responsible to see that whatever the parameters are, whatever the budgets are and so on, the management procedures, that they're followed. Not to improve on what they ought to be. Is that what you and I, is that essentially what I understand you're saying, Terry?
Yeah, the money that we claim to have spent was spent in the manner
in the
that we claim it was spent.
Right.
And the money that we claim to have, or the assets we claim to have,
mm-hmm.
are as represented in reports.
Mm-hmm.
The auditor also must, under the auditing rules, must disclose in the annual audit particular kinds of financial risks that are revealed during the audit.
This is Harrison. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Harrison.
I think I like what Rob's saying, and it seems to me that one simple way of putting it is that if there are auditors around who are willing to look at our budgeting process and our means of reporting our expenditures that might result in a more financially viable foundation, and that seems to me to be something we should consider. I mean, just making sure that we're kosher is important, is minimal, but we might be able to get some positive impact beyond that from an audit done by somebody who has a different vision, and I think we might want to consider that. And that's all I have to say.
Mary Berg here. I guess I sense that there's two different directions we're going here. I mean, I don't think the vision of the auditor is how we could improve. I agree with Terry on this. I think we could look for an auditor who doesn't sweep stuff under the rug, or, you know, doesn't gloss over stuff and does a thoroughgoing job within the budget that we have allotted. That does what he says he's going to do thoroughly, and that, you know, and possibly if we can find somebody who would do a better job, and by better, that's what I meant, a better job for less money, that would be something we would look into, but I'm not clear what kind of different vision an auditor would have. I don't envision the role of the auditor in that way.
This is Harrison.
Go ahead, Harrison.
Well, I think the point that Don and Rob were making is that there's some sense that our policies and procedures for keeping track of our finances make it difficult for all of us to know where the money's going. And there's some benefits to looking at the policies and procedures rather than just whether the money is where it's reported to be.
But that kind of was under agenda item 1 rather than agenda item 3.
Right.
Well, can I just ask, has this committee seen an RFP for an auditor in the last couple of years?
No, I have not.
I don't think so.
I mean, maybe I'll get, you know, maybe you'll disagree with me, but I do think that it's part of the job of the audit committee to be involved in the selection of an auditor.
Unquestionably.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have we taken a look at that? Have we talked to management about that?
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it seems to me that there has to be some sense of whether the current auditor has been effective, thorough, and transparent, and complete, blah, 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 blah. So it seems to me that he has the total confidence of management. But I think we need to look at whether or not we believe that the audits, and incidentally, I'm a member, of course, of the Pacifica National Board, and we get audit reports from him, and they appear to fly, you know, and they appear to be accepted by the board, and we move on. But, you know, I think we need to look more closely at whether or not the current auditing is meeting our needs. And, you know, from what we're hearing from some members of this committee, they aren't. So I think it's totally appropriate for us to move on that issue, but I believe that we do need to be able to cite some areas of weakness that we want strengthened.
Yeah.
Well, when was the last time that the committee took a look at financial controls?
I'm sorry, you broke up, Rob. Can you say that again? When was the last time?
Yeah, and how did you do it?
Well,
what was the question?
Yeah, you broke up at that point. I couldn't hear the question.
None of us could.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm saying that if the committee took a look at the issue of financial controls and financial reporting, the policies and practices that relate to the financing and operation of the finances of the foundation, what did you find?
Well, are you asking whether... you're asking whether we have examined the auditor's report carefully?
Well, the auditor's report, and do you feel like you have a grip on the financial controls and the financial reporting and that it's all going swimmingly? Or do you feel that there are areas where there are areas of need?
I would like a review of whatever financial policies and procedures the committee has received to be an agenda item. But I myself haven't seen what other committee members say we've gotten.
Well, Mary Berg here.
Mary?
The ones that I find that I saved in a file, not, you know, other than email, I find right here between, July 6th. July 7th. Oops, wait a minute.
Could you speak up a little bit, Mary? I'm having a little trouble here.
I see that we had Pacifica 15 years history, the March 30th memo to directors, auditor report for FY 2004, interdivision reconciliation of 7706.
We should look at that,
Foundation
too.
Proposed Policies and Procedure Manual, that's 7706.
Okay.
And WPAI Accounting. I'm just saying what I have received when following our request, and I saw an email from you, Terry, saying we've asked for documents and we haven't got them and so forth. And these are the documents that I have listed that we received from Lonnie. That's all I'm saying. The WPAI Accounting Manual revised. 7706. And then
is that one different than the proposed policies and procedures?
I'm just looking at the file titles right
now. Okay, well, could you send me both of those?
Sure.
And
I think you probably have them, though. And
but
I'm not sure.
Send them again.
I'm glad to do that, yeah.
And maybe we can put...
Shall I send it to the committee or just to you?
That's up to the committee. Does anyone else want it?
Let me know.
Sure. Send it to me. This is Rob. That'd be great.
Okay.
Anyone else? Any more takers?
I think I have.
I just won't send it to everyone or put it in the files of the Yahoo.
Yeah, if you have them, you can delete them.
Yeah, send it to everyone.
Okay,
and can we put a review of those documents and of the interdivision transfer report on the committee's next agenda?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because we've never really looked at that. And that the report we have does not go into detail. There's supporting detail below that. So our consideration at the next meeting may be deferred further if we discover we wish to talk to the preparer and get some more detail. But committee members should become familiar with kind of the bottom line of it all as to which stations owe which stations how much, because perhaps that could be resolved so that it doesn't have to appear in the annual audit report every year.